Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dwight House, and this is the Crystal Archive Podcast. You're listening to the long-awaited, highly anticipated episode number 4. And that was Crystal's theme from Star Fox Command. Thanks very much to DZ Composer for recording that for all of us. Let's begin with the past and move slowly towards the future by looking at
Last Time on the Crystal Archive Podcast.
On the last episode of Dragon Ball Z, I mean podcast, I stated that the Get Crystal and Smash project was officially over. Nintendo, for the most part, ignored my letter and our signatures. I mentioned that Skyver had faked an email from Steve Malpass, the voice of Fox McCloud, but I was still trying to contact Steve through Skyver. I announced that I was going to be taking over the development and content management of the new Star Fox Online, working with a CMS called Joomla. I also announced the creation of a new official podcast of Star Fox Online. Hosted by both DZ Composer and I, it was called The Svocast. At the time of Episode 3, Star Fox Command had just come out in Japan, and small details were flowing in. We were very close to breaking the 1,000 fan arts count on the fan arts page. I mentioned that I had contacted some of the people who worked on Star Fox Adventures, and was in the process of asking them questions about the development of the game. I said that I had a special crystal report coming soon, and finally, someone contacted me about selling me their Star Fox Adventures demo disc. All of this was on August 5th, 2006, 48 days ago. It's important that you remember these key points from last episode, because it has no doubt been a long time since you've heard it, and these points will have a bearing on the topics later on in this podcast. So I know you're wondering why it took so long to get the fourth episode out. Well, the answer is simple. I got a cold, a summer cold, and a bad one. It left me unable to speak in any reasonable fashion, and gave me constant coughs. It lasted more than a month, and I'm still feeling some of its effects, even after significant treatment. But now I'm well enough to talk for the necessary amount of time required for a podcast, so I apologize, listeners, for making you wait so long. I have a lot to cover. In writing the script for this podcast, I've found that it was going to be nearly impossible for me to talk about what happened since the last podcast, without me making some totally new announcements that I was hoping to save until the very end of the podcast. Therefore, for this episode only, you're going to get the absolute latest right now, at the beginning of the podcast. After that, I'll sort back through the less important news that you've probably already read on the Crystal blog. Let's start with the issues directly related to this podcast. I'm pleased to announce that I'm recording this podcast on my new computer. It's the one I've been talking about, the all-in-one, beautiful, 24-inch iMac with built-in video camera, a Core 2 Duo chip running at 2.33 GHz, 250 GB of hard drive space, and 2 gigs of RAM. It's truly a dream computer. I absolutely love it. Why should you care? Because it's this computer's power and space that will allow me to bring more higher quality videos to the Crystal Archive. For those of you waiting on H.264 versions of the Assault cutscenes, your wait is almost over. If you hadn't noticed, my voice probably sounds quite different now. That's because I'm using a new USB microphone and Apple GarageBand's Podcast Studio to record it. This is how I should sound from now on. I think it's an improvement. What do you think? It's certainly better than the built-in microphone next to my laptop's fan. I recently updated the 3D Projects section of the site. Most notably, I added several models to the Other page, the page with models that were abandoned or forgotten. I put a picture on that page of a very good model with fur whose artist I couldn't find. The picture was from someone else's fan art collection. Literally 2 days after I listed it, the original artist contacted me and offered me the model. He goes by Nanogar, and he is allowing me to host his model, all the files associated with it, and information about how to use the model. You should find information about this in one of the next Crystal Archive updates. Another piece of news that I'm sure you've been waiting for are the answers from the creators of Star Fox Adventures. Well, I'm excited to say that I have quite a few answers for you, and they are goodies. Before I get to them, though, I'd like to point out that I contacted 3 people who worked on the game. One did not respond. One answered a few questions, but didn't really want to answer any more, fearing discovery. And the final person has agreed to answer nearly all of my questions, so long as I keep this person's identity a secret, which I'm happy to accommodate. This person is also listening to this podcast, presumably to see how I present their answers. So, I'd like to welcome our very first video game developer listener. At least that I'm aware of. Keep in mind that I have done some paraphrasing to their answers in order to better protect their identities. These questions and answers will be available online in the articles section very soon. So without further ado, here are the questions and answers from the person who didn't really want to answer any questions. First question. How involved were you in the game before the transition to Star Fox Adventures? Answer. Very. Question 2. What was the transition like? Answer. Hard. As it would be for any project you've committed years to, and you suddenly have to turn into something completely different. But it was a smart move, and I don't think any of the team would look back and say that it was a bad thing for the project. And the third question, how do you view Crystal as a person who worked on the game? The answer was, it was a big shame when her involvement was seriously curtailed. She was the biggest link we all have to the original Dinosaur Planet, so naturally, she holds a fond part in our hearts. This person really didn't want to talk to me for legal reasons, and I understand. So let's move on to the next person, who answered all of my questions. The first question was, could you tell us a little bit about the differences between Dinosaur Planet and Star Fox Adventures? The answer? We ported Dinosaur Planet from the N64, cut about 1/3 of the levels, and then changed the main character to make Star Fox Adventures. The biggest difference was that Crystal was intended to be as prominent as the male character, Saber. The game was divided equally among them. One half of the game was Crystal, one half of the game Saber. When it became Star Fox, all Crystal's levels were either switched to Fox or cut. There was a beautiful level called Discovery Falls I was sad to see go. There were originally 2 swap stones, Rocky and Rumble, not warp stones, and you swap between Crystal and Saber at those stones. The very earliest pitch for the game was an adventure-slash-racing game. Each level was intended to have a racetrack. You can see this on the ice level track and the mines racetrack. The last project the developer had worked on was Diddy Kong Racing, so it's not surprising, really. Question 2. What was Crystal like in Dinosaur Planet? The answer. Crystal was a little more plump and cutesy on the N64, fitting with the more cutesy style of Dinosaur Planet. The model was made by the head of art for the company. I seem to remember there were some alternate texture modes on the N64 version that had her in lingerie. Artists do that kind of thing when they're bored. but the GameCube model was made by the Star Fox Adventures lead artist. It was altogether more sexy and mature. She grew up and filled out. The style of Star Fox Adventures was a little less cute. I like both models in their own way. Third question. Who was responsible for the idea of Crystal? Answer. Not sure. I joined the project later, and she had already been created. The game was developed over 5 years, and some poor souls were on it constantly from start to finish. My fourth question. Who modeled Crystal? Answer. The N64 version was modeled by Kevin Bayless. The GameCube version was modeled by Joni Christensen. My fifth question. What was it like working at Rare on Star Fox Adventures? Answer. It was a real challenge. We all worked long and hard, and when it was done, I was a little burned out. But now, with the benefit of hindsight, I can see how much I was able to learn and experience. The atmosphere at Rare was creative, but tough. They were always pushing for the next level. And finally, question number 6. What did you, the developers of the game, think of the character Crystal? Answer. All of the team members liked Crystal a lot. At one point during the transition to Star Fox Adventures, we were told that she was going to be completely cut. Many of us voiced our disappointment, but when you're working, what the boss says goes. Eventually, she was given a reprieve at the 11th hour by request from Nintendo. What the boss says goes. Thank you very much, unnamed Star Fox Adventures developer. We appreciate your hard work on the game and your answering these questions. Hopefully, you will consider answering more in the future. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I picked up my copy of Star Fox Command as soon as it was available in my town. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, though I haven't had much time to play it thanks to a crazy amount of schoolwork all of a sudden. I'd like to tell you about the story, just a little. It seems that the reports were true about Fox and Crystal breaking up. We now know that sometime between the events of Star Fox Assault and Star Fox Command, Fox and Crystal fell deeply in love. Apparently, the little exchanges between them in Star Fox Assault were only the tip of the iceberg. However, Fox grew worried about Crystal's safety as a mercenary, so much so that he eventually forced Crystal to leave the Star Fox team. She went away in disgust. During the game, it's revealed that his choice was probably an attack of irrational emotion, since Crystal was quite happy by his side, readily taking those risks. After she leaves, she disappears entirely from the Lilac stage, no one knowing where she went. When she resurfaces, we learn that she had joined the Cornerian Air Force for a short time in order to obtain a ship, which looks a lot like Bill Gray's. After that, at some point, she joined Starwolf. She did this for two reasons: to hurt Fox, and to continue to fly mercenary missions. It seems that Crystal is more stubborn and interested in flying than previously thought. Fox is not too happy about the way things work out, and depending on how you play through the game, you can see 1 of 9 endings. These endings are not consistent. One ending has Fox reaching the decision to abandon his mercenary life in order to be with Crystal, so they never have to separate. They get married and have a son named Marcus, who forms the third Star Fox team. In another ending, things pretty much go back to normal, where Crystal rejoins the Star Fox team. In another, Crystal and Starwolf together defeat the main enemy of the game, and Starwolf receives a reprieve from the bounty on their heads. Although the Starwolf team becomes famous, the people of Lilat look at Crystal as a traitor. She eventually can't handle anymore. She moves to another galaxy to become a bounty hunter and takes a new name, Cursed. Fox doesn't even recognize her when he sees her again. She has changed so much. And in still another ending, Crystal starts to return to Fox, only to leave at the last minute for Starwolf. Apparently something happened between Crystal and Panther, but the game doesn't explain what. All the other endings are pretty much neutral, either not mentioning Crystal at all, or returning Crystal to the Star Fox team, but Fox and Crystal's relationship not proceeding further. Now, I'm still playing through this game, and it's slow going. I'm not the best video game player around. However, my progress is made slower by a new project I'm starting. It's a joint effort between Star Fox Online and the Crystal Archive, mainly because I own both places. But regardless, as I play through the game, I'm typing up the script in full. Once I complete it, I will make it available to all as a text file and several interactive web pages. Each page will act like a mission, containing the script, links to the previous missions, and links to the next missions. In this way, the whole game's story will be easily decipherable despite the fact that there are 9 different endings and 16 possible routes. Right now, I have the complete script for one of those routes, but it contains quite a few missions that hopefully don't change based on how you get to that particular mission. We shall see. It may be some time before this project is complete, since according to my calculations it takes about 6 hours for each route through the game. And that doesn't include time that I get stuck on a boss or something. If someone wants to help out, please contact me through email at dwighthouse@gmail.com. Be sure that you can type fast and accurately, checking constantly for errors. I'm still working out exactly what all to type up, since some things are determined by how you play the game and thus change, and are not really relevant to the story. One other new thing before I move to the old stuff is my recent acquiring of old Star Fox Adventures and Star Fox Assault videos from when they were still in development. I have a couple trailers that feature voices that were less than professional. My guess is they hadn't yet gotten voice actors and were simply grabbing people from around the game development office to do voices. It's pretty funny to watch. Some of the other videos are just different, but I have to go back through to tell you exactly what the differences are. However, if they have something different from the final game or something that I don't have already on the site, I'll be adding them. So let's recap. I've got my new computer that I've been talking about, which will help me make better podcasts and record more videos. There's an update and downloadable model coming to the 3D project section, interviews with Star Fox Adventures creators for the article section, and new videos for the video section. All this coming soon to a Crystal Archive near you. With all this new stuff out of the way, we'll now move on to the things that occurred in the world of Crystal since the last episode. The Crystal Archive's fan art list finally did reach the 1,000 mark. I was so happy after working towards that for so many months. On the night I was putting it together, I realized I had about 997 fan arts, so I asked around, trying to find a couple more. Tobias the Fox said he had had a few sketches done at Anthrocon, and he said I could host them at the Crystal Archive. I'll get to that point in a minute. But while asking around, 5 new fan arts surfaced, so I didn't actually have to use his sketches after all. It was about 2 days later that DeviantArt upgraded to version 5 with an all-new search. The search engine used to return about 1,500 results for a search of Crystal, and apparently never updated. But with version 5, all was updated, and a search for Crystal yielded over 4,000 results. Over the next week or two, I sorted through all those thousands of fan arts, locating more than 100 new ones. So immediately after we hit the 1,000 mark, we hit the 1,100 mark. I was astonished. Later, I finally got around to reorganizing the fan art section of the site into 5 separate pages. One page is the one we all remember, with the hundreds of fan art links. A new page contains my very small but growing collection of hosted fan art, art that I've gotten permission to host myself. If you have some art you want hosted, I will provide this service to you also, but I encourage you not to, if you can help it, since posting your art at DeviantArt will give you more exposure and allow people to comment on your art. But if you have some reason that you can't or won't host art on DeviantArt, this new gallery is available to you. Just send me the art, the name you go by, and either your email address or your home page so that people can contact you. I also made some slight modifications to the missing art page and unlisted fan art pages. This is all held together by a single home page that contains the guidelines for all fan art listed in the Crystal Archive. Since the last podcast, I've added 4 new Crystal-related fanfictions to the list, each with their own reviews, including my own, An Unlikely Enemy. As mentioned earlier, I added several new models and reorganized the pages on the 3D Project page. I added Crystal's theme from Star Fox Command, which you heard earlier in the podcast, to the audio section. A new Crystal fan video was created recently, and I contacted the creator, who allowed me to host the full-resolution version on the Crystal Archive. In the image section, I added several new wallpapers and screenshots from Star Fox Command as they came out. I put up a message saying that I was considering taking down the pre-shopped images section, but would keep them if anyone wanted them. As far as I could tell, no one used them and they were pretty big files. However, I received several emails about it, and so I will not be taking them down after all. I updated nearly all the pages on the articles section to reflect the new information about Crystal, thanks to Star Fox Command. When I complete the game, I'm going to redo the entire page about who Crystal is, since we now know a lot more about her personality. The Star Fox Adventures demo disc arrived and works great. I'm working on getting a video of it and the differences between the final version. There are a ton of differences. The mostly complete version of the Star Fox Command website finally came online on the 21st of August. BlackBerry posted in her journal that she would be reducing the number of crystal fan arts she made, but after about 2 weeks, she started making them again, so it doesn't look like she's leaving crystal fan art forever after all. And to top it all off, I hate Joomla, the CMS we were using at Star Fox Online. We switched to WordPress, the world's most popular blogging software. It's really great, and with it, we already have exclusive content up and running. If you haven't been to Star Fox Online lately, you should check it out. And don't forget to listen to the Svocast. It's very entertaining, and I give a crystal report in every episode that will hold you over until the next episode of the Crystal Archive podcast. Oh, and the Wii info was announced. In America, the Wii comes out November 19th with a free game for $250. I'm so excited. I know it's not really crystal-related, but once the Wii is released, we'll be that much closer to getting word about a possible Star Fox Wii game, and if Crystal made it into Super Smash Bros. Brawl. I mentioned last time that Skyver was found out to be faking the emails from Steve Malpass. It was only a few days later that he finally broke and stated that he is not related to Steve Malpass and had lied about it to make the forums he was on popular. Thus, I'm back to square one, trying to contact Star Fox voice actors. Since Skyver was the person who supposedly sent me the new, higher-resolution image of Estelle Ellis, the voice of Crystal in Star Fox Adventures, I had to take that image of her down. Turns out, it was his cousin. That concludes all the stuff that happens while I was gone. I hope the summary wasn't too short for your tastes. And now it's time for listener emails. I'm going to go through these quick, summarizing the questions as I go. The first set of emails came from GalaxaFox. First question, can you get different costumes for the characters in Star Fox Command? No. Second question, I heard that Crystal was now Fox's ex-girlfriend. Is this true? I seem to remember Fox having another girlfriend. Does he love Crystal only or another? This is true in Command, but the other girlfriend was Farrah Phoenix. However, she only appeared in a Star Fox comic book that is not considered part of the normal Star Fox story. Since Crystal appeared on the scene, Farrah has been pretty much ignored. And his final question, some people are saying that only one ending is real. Is that true? Kinda. If a game gets made that takes place after Star Fox Command, we will know what the canon ending is. However, right now, technically, all the endings are potentially correct, weird as some of them are. The second group of emails comes from Mr. A. Munster. I loved episode 3. Wonderful podcast. Well, thank you. I'm so confused. Do all 9 of those endings make up one giant ending, or is only one of those endings the correct one? Some of the endings could happen at the same time, but others are inconsistent. However, which one or more are the real ending is unknown at this time. The second question. You said that you must travel down the simplest path on the first run through the game. After that, you can choose your mission. You said that on the Crystal blog. What did you mean by that? Well, what happens the first time you play through Star Fox Command is you're forced to choose certain options. Once you get through the game one time, though, you get an item called the Key of Destiny, which allows you to unlock alternate paths. Thank you all for your emails. If you have a question or comment, don't hesitate to ask via email. If your question isn't answered elsewhere, I'll read it here, on the podcast, and share your answer with everyone. You can contact me at dwighthouse@gmail.com. That address is available on the site and in the show notes. That's it, ladies and gentlemen, the 4th episode of the Crystal Archive podcast. Read the Crystal blog for the latest up-to-date information and updates, and I will see you next episode.